Sudan has consistently ranked in the top 20 countries with the worst Christian persecution since 1993. A lot of it comes from the government's agenda to make Sudan a one-religion nation under Islam. Many Sudanese pastors have been killed, fled the country, or have been thrown in jail. But one Sudanese pastor, whom we'll call James, says while the situation is oppressive, the Sudanese church is still making a stand for Christ. Would you pray for these Sudanese believers today to be encouraged in the hope of the gospel? And the United States is an extremely diverse country. It's a strength, but it's also proven to be a weakness, as evidenced by the ever-widening gulf between the West and the East. And the church has been struggling to close that gap between immigrants and make an impact for Christ. Heart for Iran is offering a new tool called Reaching the Muslims Next Door to help bridge the gap between the West and the East. It'll be available just before Thanksgiving. Details and links will be at missionnews.org. To find your place in this story, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.